Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, hell, Indianapolis is better than you, you know? So, I mean, there's a very real chance you finish last in that division.
We're not going to argue about this team again because there's no reason to anymore.
It's just pointless. It's just, you know,
they've missed it.
They say in marriage.
They should have switched earlier, like I've been saying.
Right. Yes, maybe if they go to Tannehill not in the third quarter of a blowout, you know, maybe it is different.
I've been in. Clay, I said, well, you want to wait till after Buffalo? Okay. But you guys are going to waste an opportunity to stay in the race.
What did Clay say about this yesterday?
I don't know what he said about the game, but he said wait till after Buffalo to see with Mariota. Well, there you go. You know?
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious you should have made a change sooner. And, yeah, Mike Tannenbaum right now is looking pretty smart because Mariota's been awful for the most part all season long.
I don't see any criticism on his timeline about Marcus Mariota, which to me is just
he bailed.
It's straight delusion.
He was holding out. He was one of those ones that was holding out hope and basing it. Well, Mariota hadn't turned the ball over all season long. So you could sort of – that's his strength. That's what you got to rest. Well, that ended
– No doubt.
That ended this weekend too. And that's why I think with Vrabel it was just – you know, now I've got nothing to justify having him in. Now I've got to make a switch. I mean, my own team isn't believing in this guy anymore. So, whatever.
They're
moving on.
Now, the
Titans season about done.
It is. But the question is, you know, can you get, you know, one of these quarterbacks, right? Can you get one of these quarterbacks that's coming out in the 2020 NFL draft? It just depends on where you pick. Obviously, you're not going to get Tua. You've won too many games. I mean, you're going to win too many games.
Miami got that on
right.
Lock.
But can you get Justin Herbert? I think you can get Justin Herbert.
Maybe.
But I don't love him. I don't really love him.
If you don't love the guy, you shouldn't do it if you're the Titans.
You should only draft a quarterback if you love him.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
forget where he's projected.
Even if Tannehill is the bridge, the good part is, John, if you're looking for any bright spot in all this, you know now, I would think, if you are most Titan fans, you know now Mariota ain't the dude. There is nothing to hold out for
nothing.
Anymore. Again, he's turning the ball over for you Sunday. That was the one thing he wasn't doing. He's doing that for you now. And look, I know, it's bad offensive line play. But other quarterbacks, other great quarterbacks have faced bad offensive lines, have had them before. Guys go down to injury, whatever else. Aaron Rodgers, I give you one of them. You know, he adjusts, and good quarterbacks, they do that.
Yep.
Russell Wilson's been all over. I mean, look at how much he's running. He gets it done. And so that's the thing. Even with Marcus Mariota, sure, he's going to get sacked. It's a bad offensive line. But you, the good quarterbacks overcome that.
Right.
They pick moments to overcome even that. He's not been able to, again, and now he's missing basic throws. So what you know now, Titans fans, at least – is that that's not the guy, that you shouldn't commit to him any longer, whether that's holding him over for a year as a whatever, tag him, whatever. Stop, because there's nothing to be proven. He's proven to you guys he can't handle this.
Yeah.
He's not going to lead you to the big show.
Agreed. And so now you can move forward.
Fully
immerse yourself in evaluating top flight quarterbacks, because you probably didn't think it going into the year, but you're going to be in position to draft one of them.
That's unfortunate,
you know,
because they're ready everywhere else.
But the quarterback position is the most important position in football, and I think that's what we're learning. You know, is that in this league, it is not good enough to just have a good defense. You have to have an elite play caller.
Don't I know it, John?
Exactly. I mean, I think you see a lot of yourself in the Titans.
Well, we just lost the sorry Raiders, as you know.
Well, the Raiders all of a sudden looking good. Oh my, the Raiders looking pretty good. Don't call it a comeback. I think we can win 10 games.
You'll be kissing my tail by the end of this thing when I show you that Broncos are the second best team in that division, as I told you from the get-go.
Why do you want me to kiss your tail?
About Denver and San Diego taking a step back, I'm going to end up right. If you're going to sit up here and celebrate that the Raiders are right now in second, you're going to be looking foolish at the end of the season because they won't be there.
Dude, look at our schedule in November. Look at our schedule in November. Our games in November, we start with the Lions at home. Then we have the Chargers, who you think are one of the disappointments of the NFL.
Absolutely.
Then
are.
We got the Bengals at home. Then we got the Jets. I mean, we could start November 4-0.
Hold on. That sounds like hope.
That's what
I want you to have this year, some hope.
And then on December the 8th.
You start getting excited about this mess.
On December the 8th, you know who we host? The Tennessee Titans. That's who we host.
That'll be one they get up for.
dub. Then we play the Jaguars at home. I mean, we're going to win. We're 3-2 right now. We're going to win at least six more games. We're going to be at least 9-7. That win in London changed our year.
Don't act like that's a good thing now. Doesn't get you a good draft pick, and you're not closer to anything.
Knock on wood when you're with me.
You're not knocking on no dang wood.
Who's y'all starting quarterback next week, man? Is Trubisky back, or y'all still going to roll out old Chase Daniel out there, the second coming of Drew Brees?
Don't worry about it.
Y'all say.
We're in y'all's rear view. You took care of us in London time.
I tell you what, Chase Daniel does look good when he's not playing. I give you that.
Well, that's real funny.
All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Memphis basketball, much like Memphis football, was snubbed today. We will get into that. Court changes and more. Jason Fitz going to join us at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
It is 1:05. We're going to give you the cash code word for this entire hour. Get your phones out and text the word SHOW. S-H-O-W, SHOW. Text SHOW to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN. Again, the cash code word for this entire hour is SHOW, S-H-O-W. Text SHOW to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Your boy Connor is going to get you your next cash code word at 2, but for this entire hour, text SHOW to 72881. Good luck.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. Clog drains, putting a damper in your day, we'll clear any drain with an accessible cleanout for just $89. We'll even throw in a free camera inspection. Don't let a clogged toilet or a stopped up sink be a pain in the drain. Give us a call today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
In just a few short seconds, Igor, my creation will be alive.
Yes, master.
It's alive. It's alive. Okay, quick, Igor, open the door.
Okay. It's not working.
Igor, get the door open. He's going to destroy the lab. Igor, call Door Pro. I should have gotten monster insurance.
Garage door getting a little creepy? Call Door Pro. Thousands of doors in stock with same-day service available. Call 901-DOOR-PRO. 901-366-7776 or doorproinc.com.
Christian Brothers University is committed to preparing graduates to address complex problems and deliver innovative solutions on the job. We offer flexible degrees and graduate certificates that work for you. Interested in getting an MBA or master's degree in education? Maybe you're considering advancing your career with a grad certificate in engineering management or data analytics. Or maybe our physician's assistant program has your interest. Get details by attending CBU's upcoming graduate information session. Register online at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
The internet, you need it almost every minute of the day because, hey, you got shows to stream and you got emails to reply all to. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. It requires eco bill and auto pay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
There's a new court over at FedEx Forum. It's the same one that Memphis unveiled during Memphis Madness, save for a very noticeable difference, which is the tip is no longer the same color as the rest of
Careful.
The lane. Yes, it's no longer the it's a different color than the rest of the lane, which I think solves a lot of the problems. Yeah, I mean, almost all. Like, if you don't like the blue court, like, you just don't like the blue court. But in terms of the jokes, in terms of the, you know, all the stuff that people were getting off on the internet about the court, you fix that. And you have Jason has a picture. He's obtained an exclusive picture, and he's posted on his Twitter account.
Yeah, and I know it makes you jealous.
No, because I got the story, and I had the first bit that they were working on it, and I'm just glad that you could advance it.
You gave the people a little bit, in other words, a tip, and I was able to give them the whole thing. Are you okay? Last time we'll do that.
Yep. You are sneaky, man. You like the, you know, you can tell, you can turn a good D joke. Mm-hmm. I did not realize this was something you were so gifted at.
I'm not proud of it.
But you do accept it and acknowledge it.
I mean, it's there, and we're done.
Okay. All right, so.
Look, the court looks much better.
The court does look much better, right? It just, I mean, you're not going to, like, again, you don't, I think Gary made the point on Twitter, and he put it pretty well, which is, you just don't want James Wiseman to be playing on two ding-a-lings while the country is laughing at James Wiseman playing on two ding-a-lings.
Mm.
Whether or not, to you, they may not look like, to one person, they may not look like two ding-a-lings. But to the world, it may look like two ding-a-lings. And that's how it felt.
You know what else looked good, John?
What's that?
Penny Hardaway today in Philadelphia.
Yes, he did. We weren't there, obviously, but we saw some video of him, Memphis coach Penny Hardaway.
Well-dressed, and I would say feeling pretty good because, number one, remember, he said that his team's not the hunted, it's still the hunter. He said that Houston and Cincinnati should still be considered the favorites, and in some ways that's what came to fruition today, Houston getting 7 first-place votes. Now Memphis and Houston tied in terms of all together as co-favorites, but Houston getting the 7 first-place votes over Memphis's 4, over Cincinnati's 1.
Yep.
And for Penny Hardaway, if you're today, again, you're trying to, you know, keep your team motivated and look like anything but the favorite.
Yep.
Sort of falls right into line. And if I'm a Memphis fan, you know, you could look at this and get hot about it, like that call in Philadelphia and for the football team, which I think you got legit reason for being hot for. I would look at this as probably a win-win because, again, you're going to get a motivated team that now feels like, in some ways, at least Penny can play that sort of disrespect, or at least that
mm-hmm.
we are still the hunter. We haven't proven anything yet card. And what you don't have, and what I'd want if I was another AAC coach, is a big-headed young Memphis team coming into the season thinking it's just going to wax everybody just by walking out.
Yeah.
That's the thing you'd get if you'd had 10 out of 11 first-place votes or whatever. Maybe this young team has a little bit of chance to get overconfident. Oh, man, this is going to be a down league this year. We're going to roll over them just with our talent, just when we walk in. But now, with Houston having been picked, you know, 7 out of 11 first-place votes, I mean, you got to say, you know, in some ways, if you're Penny, you can still play that as a they don't like you yet. They don't trust you yet. They don't think you've done anything yet, which they haven't.
Right.
So if I'm a fan, I'm enjoying this.
Well, so obviously, like, I've already said my piece about it. Like, I just think from a national perspective, I think people are two things. I think people are they're underestimating the talent of the class is what it feels like to me, and they're overestimating, you know, what they believe, the skepticism of Penny as a coach, I feel like, is being overstated.
There's no question that's,
you know,
in
like,
this.
Like, yeah. Again, even if you want to have concerns about Penny as a coach, that's fine. I don't think he's given you a ton of of a platform to do that. They did make the NIT last year. It's not like they were an abject disaster. They won 20-plus games. Jeremiah Martin got better as the year went on. The team got better as the year went on. They played fast. They were efficient. I don't think a lot of people watched Memphis last year either. I understand that. So if you want to have some concern going into the year with that, that's fine. My whole thing with Memphis is they are too talented, though. It's almost to a point where you have to kind of let them prove you wrong. Like, they have the number one class.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's really and it's not just like one player. It's two projected lottery picks right now. It's a top 30 kid that was headed to Duke in Boogie Ellis. It's a top 50 kid in Lester Quinones. It's a top 25 kid over at ESPN in DJ Jeffries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you have to, or you should, if I was a national voter, I would give that talent the benefit of the doubt. And then if they don't perform, if they don't produce, they prove me wrong. But I have to let them do that.
The disrespectful doubting of Penny, though, John, to me is the putting them at 21 in the national poll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you'd put Memphis fourth here.
Yeah.
If you'd put them even third. I mean, I think even with this talent, even if you put them third here in this conference poll, then I think it starts to get to a point where, okay, that is equal disrespect. That's disrespect. But having them as sort of a co-favorite again, putting them at 21 when, again, Josh Pastner had the number 19 team his second year here to start the year with that class that was number two seems like complete disrespect towards Penny Hardaway and what you think about him.
Yep.
That one's down. That one I could see getting mad about, like we're talking about, like you're mad over this football call. This here, again, yes, you didn't, you know, you only got four first-place votes, but at least you're co-favorite. This doesn't feel like an all-out blatant respect. When we know, quite frankly, what happens in a lot of these old head coaches, they hand it over to an assistant to send in the teams. A lot of times you're not fully briefed on what everybody's got. I don't know why you wouldn't be on Memphis.
Exactly.
But again, this is just sort of what
they
do.
They're only carrying the torch for your damn conference.
You give the benefit of the doubt to the old school coach who's who just won the league last year. And is bringing back, not a lot. I wouldn't tell you a ton of his team.
Right.
I mean, he lost his top two scorers, but a guy you clearly respect in Dejon Giroux, who was the sixth man of the year last year.
Kelvin Sampson is a really good coach.
Yeah, and this is what happens typically on preseason polls. You give him the benefit. But again, John, if it was Memphis third or fourth, that's disrespect. This doesn't feel as much. That's what I'm telling you. You need to look at this one as glass half full. This way, your team's not going to come in there, you think, pig-headed and too full of too much confidence.
Yeah, I mean, if you go through it. Here's the part. Like, there are some inconsistencies here. So Jaron Cumberland was picked as the player of the year. I have no problem with that. He's a senior. Like, that makes sense to me. James Wiseman was the unanimous selection for rookie of the year.
Right.
I have no issues with that. James Wiseman was picked to the preseason first team.
Right.
All AAC was not unanimous. I have a little bit of a problem with that.
It's ridiculous. The guy's going to be number one pick in the draft, actually.
Right. I have a little bit of a problem with that, but whatever. Like, life goes on. But no Precious on the second team. You know, this is the number 15 player in the country. And here is USF. USF, which, by the way, was picked fifth in this conference.
That's what I'm telling you. They got two.
They have three? Right?
It's three?
On both. Between first and second team.
Yetna, the guard.
Yetna, LaQuincy Rideau is on the first team.
Who's the other one?
David Collins.
I didn't even see the Collins on there.
So USF has three selections on the first and second
team.
That's
too many, and they're picked fifth.
Yet they're picked fifth.
Right.
Memphis doesn't have,
I thought USF should have won.
I'm not really sure what we're doing here with the USF love. I think we're giving out a little too much here for – I've never even heard of the sophomore from East Carolina, Jaden Gardner. Do you have any clue who that is?
Solid last year for them.
Yeah, he's on the second team. I mean, do you just feel like
you picked them
East
with their
Carolina
best player.
Spot?
You gave them their best, but you gave one for their best one.
I mean,
should have given Memphis.
I know Person 2 hasn't done anything yet, but again, he's also projected to be in the lottery, and he's the number 15 player in some places, top 10. You don't have those walking through your league very often.
Yeah, there's no way Precious is going to end up being a third or fourth team performer this season.
Right.
That's what we're thinking. So, again, to have three South Floridas when you could have had some foresight like you did with James Wiseman, a guy who's going to be a lottery pick, even if he's not, probably a first rounder, he's going to be one and done. You'd think that kind of guy's going to have a line at the end of the year that calls for being a preseason or a postseason all-conference guy. They should have been smarter.
The reality of the situation, though, is that we can get outraged today, and again, nothing surprises me.
You're going to look back at this and say it's the best thing ever for this team.
Well, and if that's the case.
Precious as well.
No doubt.
You'll have a motivated Precious Achiuwa out there, no question about it. I would use this to my advantage. And look, Penny likes playing it this way anyway.
Right, he does. You know, this way, I don't think, or at least let me just phrase it this way. Penny Hardaway joined the show last week, and he came on the show, and he said he feels like they're still the hunter as opposed to the hunted. When he said that, I was like, eh, I mean, I know why you'd say that, but I don't think that's true. Well, now, you know, because they weren't picked to win the league outright, you know what I mean? And they don't have a second teamer, and James Wiseman
wasn't.
It gives
them a little bit of ammo for his story.
I mean, it's the whole Tom Brady thing. Mm-hmm. You know, all Tom, like, everybody unanimously agrees pretty much. Like, I'd say 98% of people agree that Tom Brady is a really good quarterback and the Patriots are a really awesome team. If they lose one game, you know, you might have one, you know, one hyperbolic, you know, Tom Brady's too old, he needs to retire. You know, that's all he needs.
And Tom will use that as motivation.
All he needs.
Become the center of his universe.
You know, and I think that's what you can do here. You know, Memphis not being picked to win the league outright, you're a co-favorite. Like, you really can't go that crazy with it, right? But if you use it to your good, right? Mm-hmm. If you use it to your benefit, which is, hey, we got the number one class in America, and they still doubt. You know, that might help you just the practice, the intensity, whatever.
Exactly, and telling each one of those kids, they only think one of y'all is good enough to be all-conference. So you figure, you know, whether that's a Precious hearing that, whether it's a Tyler Harris, who averaged 11 last year, is hearing that, you figure you'll get more out of them, right, when you're telling those players individually they don't respect you.
No question about it.
Didn't respect you enough to put you on an all-conference team in the preseason.
Yeah.
So, that will work, I'm assuming, to Memphis's advantage.
Yep, I think so. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Jason Fitz. He, of course, you can catch him on Golic and Wingo every morning. He's on game day. We will talk to him about Memphis Temple, what he thought about the officiating and the call, some other college football, some NFL. Lots to get to with Jason Fitz. He's up next. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you. October is here. That means football, basketball, Halloween parties, lots going on. And whether you're on your couch or somebody else's, you might want to enjoy a drink. And if you're a vodka drinker, please allow me, Gary Parrish, to remind you to grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodka, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And check this out, New Amsterdam, they offer a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Don't get the Monday blues. Head on over to Elbow for Burger Monday. That's Elbow's big, half-pound, juicy, classic cheeseburger with lettuce, tomato, and dill pickles on a toasted ciabatta bun for only $5.95. That's right, $5.95, plus $3 house margaritas all day and Monday night football. Burger Mondays at Elbow. It's a whole lot to love. Elbow, 2021 Madison, just west of Overton Square.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
You don't have to listen to me. You can just change the station. It's completely within your control. Your personal information, well, that's another story. When you shop, bank, or browse online, your info travels all over, exposing you to cyber threats, which are out of your control. More threats demand more protection. That's why Norton and LifeLock are now part of one company. Norton 360 with LifeLock provides all-in-one membership for your cyber safety that gives you device security, identity theft protection, a VPN for online privacy, and more. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identity theft, but Norton 360 with LifeLock is your ally in today's connected world. Sign up today for Norton 360 with LifeLock, and since you did choose to listen, save 25% or more off your first year by going to norton.com/news. That's norton.com/news for 25% off.
So me and my wife got up really early this morning. We headed over to F45 Germantown for the 7:15 workout, and I am so glad we did. I don't have to explain to you guys the science behind working out early in the morning, but it is awesome, and it's especially awesome at F45 Germantown. That's where I work out. It's where you should work out. I've been going since they opened earlier this year, and I'm down about 10 to 12 pounds. It's high-intensity interval training, and there's no treadmills ever. No treadmills. You're not ever going to walk in, and there's never going to be a treadmill. Like, that's just not something that you ever have to worry about. So today, for example, was Abacus. So we did some bikes. We did some burpees. We did some dead ball bear hug squats. Every day is different. Every day is challenging. Every day is fun. And as a matter of fact, today is the first day of their 8-week challenge. You can text the word free to 901-421-6087 to sign up. So this is where all of the results, you're going to get a lot of results during this challenge, because the last challenge, they had a guy gain 3.3 pounds of muscle. Another guy had a 28% change in body fat percentage. Another lost 31 pounds. So like I said, it's challenging, but it's fun. And ultimately, you are going to get results. So what are you waiting for? All you got to do is text the word free to 901-421-6087 to get started on your fitness journey.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't. Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver it to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It was a very controversial weekend here in the city of Memphis. Our man Jason Fitz joins us every single Monday, and he joins us now.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz, and hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what's the word, man?
I'm just living the dream. How y'all doing?
Well, we were living the dream until it was taken from us. It was taken from us. Fitz, I think the question is not, were the Memphis Tigers screwed? I think the question is, was it the greatest screw job in the history of sport?
Well, maybe not the greatest in the history of sport, but how do you get it that wrong? I think that's what I don't really understand. I mean, isn't this why, essentially, we have replay that exists? Like, we're supposed to have systems in place. And it's funny because one of the hip things to do today for everybody is going to be the question of officiating across the NFL, because mm-hmm. we saw a lot of bad calls yesterday on Sunday, you know. But I think the hardest part about all of this is that there are supposed to be pieces in place that prevent these things from happening. And that's the whole reason that replay as it exists is supposed to exist. And how do you continually get it this wrong? And that's what I don't understand. There are checks and balances. So when this many people involved screw something up like this, and it has huge ramifications to Memphis, because Memphis did have, while it might be an outside shot, they had an outside shot and putting themselves into the conversation as being the Group of Five representative in major bowl play. And that's yep. that's huge for what it means monetarily for a school, what it means for recruiting for a school in a year where UCF has taken it on the chin a little bit. This was an opportunity and a door cracked open, and Memphis doesn't get the opportunity to recover from it. It's not like other programs where you can say, hey, we'll get – I mean, Florida can look at it and say, hey, we still control our own destiny. Memphis can't say that anymore, and it comes down to a bad call that should have been corrected.
Yeah, no, it's really unfortunate. The dream is not totally dead. You're going to need some help, obviously, but you're exactly right. You definitely do not control your own destiny. Fitz, I want to run the statement by you that Chuck Sullivan, who's the assistant commissioner for the AAC, issued after the game. He said, quote, "This falls in line with the judgment call, and we wouldn't make the replay official available for that per conference policy. The ruling was that the Memphis player didn't have control of the ball as it hit the ground, and there was enough video evidence to confirm it." But that wasn't the ruling, Fitz. The ruling was on the field that it was a catch. Mm-hmm. So I'm confused as to maybe they're the ones who are confused.
Oh, I think they are the ones that are confused. And isn't that the most frustrating part of it? Because at the end of the day, what we want from officials is for officials to understand the rule book better than we do. And even when I hate a rule, you know, and we always laugh about this on Go With The Wingo, we can laugh about this on this show, I can laugh about the Tuck rule, and how the Tuck rule as a Raiders fan is a moment I will never forget. And as much as I hate the rule and the way the rule was written, it was at least the right call of a bad rule. That's all I want. I want the right call of a bad rule. You know, you're talking about this game and the commissioner coming out and speaking, and let's remember that this is on the same weekend that the commissioner of the Big 12 had to come out and admit that they blew a call at the end of the Baylor game that's going to change the way that whole conference plays out. So how does this happen, and how do they not know what the call was? And furthermore, at the end of the day, we've all seen these things reviewed a million times. Don't tell me it can't be reviewed when we've seen catches like this reviewed time and time and time again. This is it feels weak by the commissioner to come by and try and play this off as something it's not, which is just, frankly, a blown call at every possible level.
Yeah. Fitz, is LSU the best team in the country?
Yeah, today they are. And, you know, we'll see where it plays out. But I saw that Florida defense in person a couple of weeks ago, and yep, I thought it was absolutely stunning. I thought that the Florida defense would at least give them some issues. And the fact that they didn't give them any issues, I mean, you could, anybody that's got Alabama at number one still to this point is putting Alabama at number one because of the jersey on their chest and the reputation that Coach Saban has, rightfully so, that he's earned. I'm not willing to do that. If I had an AP vote today, this is clear to me that LSU has played not only incredibly well, they've played incredibly tough competition compared to many of the other schools involved in this, and all they do is keep making that competition look small. LSU's number one, you know, and I know that we put Alabama and we put Clemson up in those top three, but frankly, I think Ohio State has shown us more than those schools too against better competition. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays over the next few weeks.
You know, they're 7-3 now, LSU, under Orgeron against top 10 teams. You know, the time to stop laughing at him was a long time ago, and I think most of us have stopped that. But has he reached elite status when you've won 7 of 10 against top 10 ranked teams down there?
I think so, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one is the area they're in, there's a lot of talented football players that are within recruitable distance. And I think the thing that we laughed at when Coach O came in was his persona and who he seems to be. But the fact is, that resonates with the fans.
It
resonates with the people playing in the area. It resonates with people in Louisiana. He is a hero in that area. And he's a hero in that area in a way that, frankly, Les Miles didn't connect. So what Coach O has done is he's found a way to really connect. And with any program, what you want is the coach to take on the identity of the community, the area, the team, the program, the fans. That's what Dabo's done so brilliantly in Clemson. That's what Saban has done in Alabama. And we have to look at it and say, while it may not make sense to people that don't spend a lot of time in Louisiana, when you go down there, you see the power of Coach O as a brand to the people.
Yeah.
That's what makes him elite, because he's going to get great athletes from that area that want to play in front of family and play around that crowd.
You know, it's the Ed Orgeron ascent is so fascinating to me, because when LSU removed the interim tag on him, I mean, you can find it. I mean, people were mostly laughing at it. Like, I don't recall anybody really saying this was a great decision by LSU. I don't recall anybody really saying this is going to work out so very well. I think the majority of people, like we talked about, were laughing, were poking jokes, were posting his Hummer commercial. And I understand it, right? I was probably in that camp too. But what's the lesson here, Fitz? I mean, if Ed Orgeron can come in, I mean, and have LSU as the number two ranked team in the country and be as successful as he is, what should we take from this?
Find somebody that loves a program, not just loves coaching, but loves coaching at that school, in that community, in front of those people. And what we've seen from that, from Coach O particularly, I think that really resonates to me, is the way they've changed the offense. And, you know, through it all, we know coaches are going to coach. But when you find somebody that just freaking wants to win, that their life depends on winning with that school, they're suddenly going to do whatever it takes. They're going to be more flexible. They're going to open their eyes to how do we get the most out of what we have. And this is an offense that we've never seen from Coach O before, and I think we've really undersold what you have to do ego-wise to be a coach. Swallow your pride and say, hey, we could be better if I change the way I do things. And that's what Coach O has done. I think he did it because it's not just about coaching and it's not just about winning. It's about coaching and winning at LSU. That's life to him. And when you find that relationship, man, that's because Saban's defined by Alabama at this point. Dabo is defined by Clemson. Tom Herman, I would argue, is defined by Texas. And I think as much as we want to rush Lincoln Riley to the NFL, I still believe that we're going to be stunned for everybody that thinks he's just going to jump in an NFL job as he continues to stay somewhere he loves. When you find people that really resonate and connect, that's when you can suddenly open everybody's eyes. That's what you should be looking for every coach, just like Penny with Memphis.
Yeah. Fitz, before we turn you to NFL, Burrow or Hurts right now for Heisman for you, or is there someone else?
I think it's Burrow because we haven't seen this level of production at LSU in forever. And, you know, I think that has to matter.
Mm-hmm.
But what Jalen is doing is incredibly special. And you know, you haven't even thrown in Justin Fields into the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Fields is absolutely spectacular.
He
so, you know, I think we're going to end up with one of those three being it. The next question is going to be really what's next for Joe Burrow, because we are starting to see draft pundits say, wait. You know, we were all sold on Jake Fromm as being the guy to look for in the draft from the SEC. It's going to be Burrow instead that comes out, other than Tua, we all know. But it's going to be Burrow that starts to get more and more attention because what he's doing is special.
We are, of course, talking to the great Jason Fitz. You can catch him on Golic and Wingo on College Game Day. He does everything, basically, for ESPN. He's always on TV. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. Fitz, how do I say goodbye to what the Titans had or didn't have in Marcus Mariota? It appears that the era for Marcus Mariota in Nashville is up.
Man.
Yeah, and it has to be, right? You can't undo what happened in that game. And as much as people want to come in and say, well, it's the Broncos and it's Vic Fangio. Yeah, it's the Broncos and Vic Fangio, and that defense has not been good. And now suddenly they found a way to get to Marcus Mariota, to the point that what I think was most alarming was that he missed basic throws because he was scared of getting hit, you know, and that's something we've never seen. And the offensive line just has not played well enough. And we've talked about that a few times this year. And, you know, I don't think we're just saying goodbye to Marcus here. I think we're seeing what could start the beginning of a real rebuild and what they're doing philosophically there, because Taylor Lewan does not look like he should be the highest paid tackle one of the highest paid tackles in the NFL. He hasn't played well enough, you know, and so what does that mean for the future moving forward for him also? And they're going to have to really answer some questions about that side of it. And now what you're seeing is a real empowerment of Vrabel. And with that comes some level of expectation and responsibility. He's done a great job with the defense for the most part. But at the end of it all, now he's going to be defined by whatever the next coaching decision is. And I don't think they have the quarterback in the room that's going to guide them to the future. And the problem is, they're going to win 6 or 7 games this season.
Exactly.
So they're going to be stuck.
Exactly.
They're going to be stuck in the middle of the draft.
See, that was exactly where I was going, Fitz, because I said at the beginning of the year, the problem for the Titans is that they don't have a quarterback, but they're good enough at pretty much every other position where, like you just said, they're going to win 6 or 7 games. And so even though they should draft a quarterback and they need to draft a quarterback, they're going to be picking, you know, 12, 13, 14. And typically, you know, those slots do not produce. You know, I mean, they can, certainly if you do your due diligence, get lucky, whatever. But that's not typically a slot where you're going to get a franchise-changing QB. But, I mean, don't you still have to do that, though? Like, don't you still have to reach for a quarterback if you feel like, you know, if you believe in him and you very clearly need one?
Yeah, you do. The problem is, if you're picking in the middle of the round and you don't love somebody, I could see the Titans as an organization deciding on, you know, in these scenarios of who's going to be available. I could see an Andy Dalton, a Teddy Bridgewater,
right,
one of those guys making their way
line
to Tennessee.
Yep.
You know, and that's what we're going to see. You know, I think one of the most under-talked about parts about next year for these quarterbacks is we've had in the last couple of years a lot of quarterback-needy teams draft them, and there are three or four that are coming out that are going to get drafted this year. There's only going to be a few places that even need a quarterback that won't be able to draft one. The problem is, who's that quarterback going to be? I mean, are you suddenly – I wouldn't be surprised to see Marcus end up over with the Chargers as the backup for Phillip Rivers during the end of Phillip Rivers' career, and then all of a sudden we see him come out and we see a different version of him in a year or two. You know, and that's because I don't see a lot of other solutions for teams that are trying to figure out what to do with quarterback.
Are we talking enough about the San Francisco 49ers? And specifically, I mean, that defense, we've talked about how much the Bears looks like it's a Super Bowl contending defense, right? I mean, the Niners, what they're doing right now, the pressure they're getting on quarterbacks, you put that with what they're able to do offensively, they look pretty good in the West.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing we found out about the 49ers is they're for real. We still don't know if Jimmy G's for real, but the 49ers sure as heck are. And I think we've got to start looking at Sunday matchups from as much as this may come from working with the Golics too much. We got to start looking very simply at line play, because what we learned yesterday is if your defensive line can beat my offensive line, I'm going to lose that game. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it just went across the board. You look at what the 49ers did to the Rams, and they made the Rams look small. And that's not easy to do. I mean, they just out-athleted the Rams. But then even think about last night. The Steelers go in with a fourth-string quarterback, and because their defensive line just flat out outplayed the Chargers, they won that game, and they made it look easier than it should have been. And, you know, look at the Chiefs. If Patrick Mahomes can't get some sort of protection up front, he's just dead in the water at this point. So what we're seeing across the league this year, and through all the parity, is that great defenses are going to feast on bad offensive lines. And the 49ers are there. The path to double-digit wins is pretty easy for the 49ers at this point. So, you know, barring a major meltdown that would shock me, you're looking at the 49ers not just making the playoffs, but really trying to put their stake on having some home games in the playoffs. And suddenly we're looking at, through all the divisions we thought were going to be the best, I'm looking at the two best teams in the NFC right now are squarely the Seahawks and the 49ers. I mean, there's no question about it.
Would you give the Seahawks the nod there just because of the way Russell Wilson's playing? I mean, it's MVP level.
I mean, he is the MVP of the NFL today.
So far,
and,
no question.
You know, I don't know if we're just West Coast bias. Maybe we don't feel like watching the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody gets too drunk during the early games to watch the afternoon games, or if we're just used to Russell Wilson doing
it's
awesome
just ugly.
Things. But,
yeah.
Like, Russell Wilson is – mm-hmm. He is doing Patrick Mahomes-like things where you don't know how he made the play. It just happened.
Right.
And he's having the best year of his career. I mean, it's incredible. I would not want to take on the Seahawks going into this. Right now, I think not only are the Seahawks the best team in the NFC, for my money, I think they're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, speaking of learning things, the Dallas Cowboys lose inexplicably to the New York Jets, the New York football Jets over the weekend. Terrell Owens is tweeting Jerry Jones and asking if he still believes Jason Garrett is the answer. Jason Garrett apparently still is the coach for right now, but how long do you think that stays the case?
I think it has to stay the case for a while because they don't have somebody else there that's ready to take the reins. I mean, the reason you would fire Jason Garrett right now is because you think you're going to win a Super Bowl this year. So then you'd have to have a coach on the staff that you think is better capable of leading the team to that Super Bowl today than Jason Garrett. And if the offense had continued to play at an alarming rate, then you could make the argument, hey, let's shift to Kellen Moore early and get the opportunity to audition him. But what have we seen? We've seen the offense actually look bland and predictable. And so now all of a sudden the shine of, you know, just a few weeks ago on the TV broadcast, Kellen Moore is going to be the next young, hot, you know, head coach in the NFL. We see that's not true now. So as they come and try and figure out what to do, they'd have to have an answer of who's the better situation for them. I don't see an easy answer for that. So I think, unfortunately for Cowboys fans, they're going to be stuck in until the Cowboys decide this season is lost.
Yeah. Fitz, man, you are the absolute best. Appreciate the time, as always.
Have a great week. Thanks, boys.
Yep, he is Jason Fitz. You can check him out on Golic and Wingo, catch him on game day on the weekends. I mean, the guy is everywhere.
Yeah, we were hoping he was coming here, John. November 2nd.
He would have been here. I mean, but again, what's the point of sort of, you know, going back over that? I mean,
there is none.
It hurts. It hurts.
Still hurts, though.
Yeah, it hurts worse.
Especially when, come on.
It hurts worse when you know what was possible, you know?
They were going to kick the field goal and win.
I truly believe that. I mean, they had the momentum. They might have even scored a touchdown.
Might have.
You know, we can't stop it there. you know, that's what Memphis football does. I mean, they go into Temple and they kick long field goals for wins. I mean, that was going to happen. But it was not to be, thanks to the Zebras and just some incompetency afterwards from the AAC, you have to say. I mean,
the statement alone just didn't help anything.
I mean, you look like a damn dog and pony show. You don't even know what you're talking about. You're confused as to the action on the, like, were you watching? Like, you're the conference officials. Were you watching the game?
I mean, they had a different, the AP came up with a different statement. That said, the ruling was that where is it? It's the ruling was that Memphis player didn't have control of the ball as it hit the ground. There was enough video evidence to overturn the ruling of a catch on the field. So there, it seems like they cleaned it up a little bit. But that's to your point. I mean, just the initial. If you were a Memphis fan, it only made you more frustrated.
Right.
But they realized they had to clean up the wording of that because he had it absolutely backwards.
Yeah, so anyway, what a cluster it was. Charlie Foxtrot, as they say, in Philadelphia over the weekend. We'll come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. Let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution. It's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back when you purchase an eligible smartphone. It's basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and Mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile savings compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop. I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Quintessential Suites, they're over 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, and I suggest you get over there, do it fast. It's going to be a place you're going to want to return to over and over again. Christopher Gray and his wife, his lovely wife, bringing you the most exquisite suites in the city. You can check them out. Check out the lovely menu over at quintessentialsuites.com, and you'll see for yourself. John, they've got everything, from the caramel apple like you love to your fresh snow ice. It's all good.
I do love the caramel apple, Jason. You know me very well.
You get it a bunch of different ways, too.
Yeah, and I do love the options at Quintessential Suites. You don't have to brave the crowds at the fair, Jason. I know that's not something that you want to do with CJ. You know, you got to keep CJ safe, and sometimes crowds, it can be dicey. Mm-hmm. You don't have to brave crowds, though, if you have a sweet tooth. You can just go to Quintessential Suites, and you can get all those great treats. You can get those funnel cakes. You can get cookies and cream flavor. You can get s'mores flavor. You can get turtle, strawberry shortcake, and strawberry cheesecake funnel cake. And my personal favorite, deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried Oreos.
Sounds so good, John Morton. Or you do the banana pudding ice cream that my kid loves so much. Either way, you're not going to go wrong. They're at 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, or they're online at quintessentialsuites.com.
How you doing, people? And if you're in the market for a new Chevy car, truck, or SUV, new or pre-owned, see my guys at All Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. They will treat you like a star. It's simple as ABC. A is the All Star Challenge to beat any written offer from any Mid-South dealer, or they buy you a tank of gas. B, better buying experience. They value your time and make it quick. C, customer care. They want you to be an All Star family member for this car or truck and all the other ones you'll ever need. And before before you head to All-Star and Olive Branch, check out the inventory at allstarautogroup.com. Silverados, Equinox, Traverse, Impala, Camaro. They have all you ever need with the best Chevy lineup ever. So don't go to Collierville, the Pike, or South Haven. Find new roads to Olive Branch and All-Star Chevrolet. Minutes from anywhere in Memphis, or go to allstarautogroup.com. Just mention you heard about them on this station and you'll get a Malco movie gift card when you test drive any All-Star Chevy you want.
In the Mid-South, you can tell a lot about a person by the boots they wear. And the boots they wear usually come from Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans. You know that person is a savvy consumer that understands value, selection, and superior customer service when they're wearing boots from Cowboy Corner. Western boots for the entire family that combine classic looks with modern styles and modern technology. Or work boots that can handle a 14-hour workday and keep you comfortable long past sunset. Get your boots at Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans on Goodman Road in South Haven.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky sweat.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let me give you a brief history lesson, Jason.
Please do.
Robert Irwin Jewelers was founded by brothers. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Robert and Irwin. Hence, Robert Irwin Jewelers, okay? On a business trip to Memphis, Robert recognized the potential that Memphis had to offer, like many of us, right? Like your family once upon a time.
Yep.
They recognized the potential that Memphis had to offer. He convinced his brother Irwin to move, and they set up a jewelry factory at 501 North Hollywood. Shortly after that, the first Robert Irwin Jewelers retail location was opened up on Summer Avenue. 42 years later, they're still here.
That's right.
And they are celebrating their 42nd anniversary. And as a result of that celebration, Robert Irwin Jewelers is celebrating you by offering 42% off any single item. Tell them about it, Jason.
That's 42% off engagement rings. That's 42% off diamond earrings. That's 42% off diamond anniversary bands. 42% off tennis bracelets, diamond tennis bracelets, and another 42% off diamond necklaces. It's everything. 24 months, 0% interest financing. They're celebrating 42 years. Of Robert Irwin Jewelers. Why don't you get over there, take advantage of it, 42 years of bigger, brighter diamonds. For complete details, you can head to any one of Robert Irwin Jewelers' four locally owned locations, or you can check them out online at rijewelers.com. Take advantage of 42.
Take advantage of 42. Isn't that how old you are, too?
Correct.
It's amazing.
That changes Saturday.
That changes on Saturday. You're turning 43.
The big 4-3.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, Brother Mills. Hopefully you're going to help me in fantasy and give me a little present. Give me a little trade after you beat me down this weekend.
Well, that's already happened. You know what I'm saying?
Mills needs a quarterback. He needs one bad.
In the worst way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think wisely on that, Mills. It may not be there when you turn back around that offer.
Uh-oh.
All right?
No, don't worry about it. He doesn't have any other potential trade partner, so he has no leverage in this situation, John. Okay? I just want to make that
Nobody
clear.
Asked you.
Well, sometimes people need to step in, all right? Now, I'm the one in this league who makes the moves, period. I've been wheeling, dealing, and now look at me.
I look like Dak Prescott staring into space, trying to figure out how the hell we just lost to the Jets. That's my fantasy team right now.
You like Dak just as mediocre, but some of that's not your fault.
Oh, thank you.
Some of that's not your fault.
Missing some O-linemen, ain't he?
Yeah, he's missing some O-linemen, and you're missing Saquon, and you drafted Antonio Brown.
Best.
Nobody wants Antonio. Well, you cut him, obviously, but nobody wants Antonio Brown to latch on more than you.
I'll be back.
In 2020. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
There's a lot going on tonight, as a matter of fact. Plenty to check out. Grizzlies Hornets tonight down at FedEx Forum, and as well, Bluff City Law, Episode 4, and our man Jimmy Smits and the Memphis Bluths. After a young woman is murdered, Elijah and Anthony take on hate speech in a case against a controversial leader, Campbell Mathers, who's represented by one of Elijah's old friends and attorney, Rachel Madsen. That's tonight at 9 o'clock over on WMC. John, they're getting 4 million viewers nationally per week, so that's pretty solid. Pretty solid for Bluff City Law.
John, what are you checking out tonight?
I will be headed down to the FedEx Forum to see the Grizzlies live and in person. And I'll tell you, I've been pretty impressed with them so far. I know they haven't played any NBA teams.
It's a real NBA team tonight.
But, man, they're playing the Hornets. Well, they almost a real NBA team.
Oh, you're right, almost.
But Ja's been looking really good. And I'll tell you, some Vegas money's been coming in on Memphis on their win total on the over. It's up to 27.5 now. I'd be hitting it till it hits 30.
Interesting.
I know.
How was the Joker?
Really, really good. I'm going to tell you, it's like it hurts the pit of your stomach for the first hour of it. It's a hard watch.
Really?
But then it turns, and, I mean, it was good. It was worth watching for sure.
He better than Heath?
It's different.
I saw it, too, this weekend.
Is he better than Heath, or everybody going to tell me, no, you can't compare them. It's two different things.
It's too different.
Okay. Man, he was awesome, though.
He's really good.
I will say it was a slow burn, though.
For sure.
And it didn't – he didn't really become great – he didn't become the Joker until the last 10 minutes of the damn movie. That was a little bit infuriating for me, because I feel like had he become the Joker
earlier,
it would have been better. But you're waiting and it's the whole build-up.
Are you giving away too much though by saying
no? I'm not. Okay, I mean, people understand this is an origin story, right? How he became.
Right. But only 10 minutes.
But so much of it was becoming as opposed to being. I would have liked more being than becoming. Does that make sense, John?
Absolutely, I agree with that.
Yeah, the scene there with Robert De Niro was unbelievable. In many ways, unbelievable. But it took too long to get there.
Interesting.
Took too long to get there.
I think that's fair.
Packers Lions tonight.
Of course.
Aaron Rodgers is awesome in these games. He's got a record of 32-3 or something in these games against the spread. It's not quite that good, but it's up there. So I would like to see him to continue that dominance tonight because I just enjoy watching greatness. So I'll be watching Monday Night Football. That is going to do it for us today. Our show, as always, is proudly presented by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Anish Schroff, thanks to Jason Fitz, and thanks to Mike Tannenbaum for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't you dare miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Jason Smith for the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store. Well, they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently, we run differently, we walk differently, and our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why at the New Balance Memphis store, they employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape, along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store located in the Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you are a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's Data Analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or their Data Analytics Graduate Certificate. Learn more at the Graduate Info Session October 29th at Christian Brothers University in Midtown Memphis. Register at cbu.edu.
Memphis.edu/graduate.
Hey, Memphis, I'm Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. As a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers, we put together a special deal to celebrate the return of Tiger football. Right now, get an automatic 16-SEER upgrade, Wi-Fi thermostat, and a dust-free filter when you purchase a new HVAC system. Put up your best defense, Memphis, and call Best Care today at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. Go Tigers!
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sedation. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
Style on point? Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check, please. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Ooh, the art of flame and flavor from their...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.